listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Our worship and obedience communicate the reality of his identity to a world in denial. And then the brief prayer, Lord, forgive me for the times I have dismissed your authority in my life. Help me live with reverence for you so others might see what it means to belong to the divine Son of God. And then the closing challenge, in addition to my worship, in what area do I need to submit to Christ's Lordship today? So we've had a devotion on this is who God is. The angel told Mary, he's the Son of God. This is who Jesus is. And then this devotion looked at, okay, what's my response? My response is worship and obedience. And then there's a third devotion on the same title, the Son of God. And this one's called The Emptying, and it's from Philippians chapter 2. And the focus verse is, who, although he existed in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Now, here the focus is my relationships, looking out. And I wrote, fight for your rights. Hold on to what's yours. We jealously guard our rights and privileges. Only the weak and pushovers give up what's rightfully theirs. Yet the Son of God temporarily emptied himself of his rights as God when he became man. He never stopped being God, but he yielded himself to be abused by those he created and submitted himself to receive the full cup of his Father's wrath against our sin. The Apostle Paul told us to have the same attitude as Jesus Christ regarding our rights and privileges. Rather than being motivated by selfishness or a desire to impress others, we should regard others as more important than ourselves, looking out for their interests as well as our own. Relinquishing rights and privileges to others is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of Christ-likeness. And the brief prayer here is, Son of God, you have demonstrated what it means to lay aside rights and privileges to fulfill the will of the Father. Help me have the same attitude with others. And the challenge is, in what relationship is God calling me to relinquish my rights or privileges today? So you can see, we looked at the same title, the Son of God, three ways. Who God says he is.
Yeah.
What that means for me, how am I transformed, and how does it transform the way I relate to others?
That's a lot of mental effort you have to put into and prayerfully consider, considering it is a spiritual devotion, not a religious devotion, but a spiritual, which requires action on our part and participation and the willingness to change.
And again, the goal was transformation, that this is not just, it's not a textbook. I read a chapter, I'm tested on what it means, and then I move on. But God's word, what was the cliche? Somebody wrote a long time ago that the Bible was not written for information, it was written for transformation.
Whoa, I've not heard that. So
okay.
The Bible...
Yeah, that's been around for a while, but... And that was my goal with this devotional, that it would be written for transformation by the grace and power of God. And that's my prayer for the project. You know, A.W. Tozer, and I'm sure you're familiar with him, was a classic author and Bible teacher.
Yeah.
And A.W. Tozer once said that what you think about God is the most important thing about you. What you think about God is the most important thing about you. Because if you think about it, what you think about God is going to influence how you think, what you say, what you do, how you respond to a crisis, how you respond to a positive circumstance.
Yes.
Everything you think about God influences who you are. And it really is the most important thing about you.
Well, it's like thinking, like I remember hearing, be thankful in all things. Now, I heard that as be thankful. in all things when I was younger. And then later on, lightening up a bit and realizing God is love, it was be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you. When you're thankful, life somehow gets better. You know, you can have a disagreeable, you can have steak and lobster or Dover sole with Blanc shipped in from England and the Blanc from France, and you can have this delicious meal, and it can be a horrible meal because you're not thankful, you're in complaining mode or whatever, and you can have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and be filled, imbued with thanksgiving, and have the most wonderful meal. It's probably why they made officially now peanut butter and jelly's gourmet, you know.
Well, but from seriously, what I understand, so is mac and cheese. So.
Oh, is it really? Uh-oh. Now, that you know what I'm having for lunch today. No,
I haven't tried it yet, but I understand they now make lobster mac and cheese.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be very good. So, yes, yeah. Peanut butter and jelly and mac and cheese have both been elevated to gourmet.
At some of your finer restaurants, your steakhouses, they will give you this as a, you know, a sidekick. It will be the macaroni. I know my niece got that at the Capitol Grill down in West Palm. And you can understand why it's a $15 side. But it's, running to that lobster, especially when they just use the claws that are very tender, you know. Anyway, yeah, well, you know, and macaroni and cheese is certainly a comfort food. But anyway, the point, there's a lot going on here. I love this. So, I mean, how long did it take you to write your book? Hold that up again in case people are coming and going. I just want to make sure we promote your book. And there you go. And it's Reflections on the Names of God by Ava, A-V-A, Pennington. By the way, Ava, you know, like that could also be pronounced Ava, right? Like Ave Maria.
let's stick with Ava.
Okay. What does Ava mean, I wonder? Ava Maria. Right. Is that the name Ava, or is that some sort of a...
No, Ave Maria, I think, is A-V-E. Ave is Latin. I think that's...
He just said, Moses. Noah just said it's A-V-E, which is a... what did you say, Noah?
I just said it's spelled that way. She said it's Latin.
It's Latin, yeah. And it's E-V-E. A-V-E.
A-V-E.
Yeah. Ave Maria.
To answer your question, it took me about a year to write the book.
You look like someone who could play Ava Maria. Oh, you could play Mary. You know, later on in life, after Jesus is done. You know, obviously you're a mature lady, a little bit of gray in your hair. But are you Lebanese?
Yes, actually.
See, good. Now, when I was in Israel, I think we went over there to Lebanon because, if I'm not mistaken, was it the Lebanese or is it another group that were the first followers of Christ? I forget.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Lebanese.
No.
Not the first followers.
No. I get these things mixed up, so forgive me.
Okay.
But so when you write a book like this, though, I mean, so, and you've got three takes on every subject, how long did it take you to put this collection together?
The original one-year edition took me probably at least 9 months to write. And this edition is, as I said, it's a gift book, so it's abridged. It has 180 devotions in it.
What's abridged mean?
Abridged mean it's excerpts from the original book.
Oh.
But the original book was out years ago, and it was a softcover. And as I said, the publisher had released this as a hardcover gift book. And so it's really a beautiful volume to give as a gift.
Now, abridge? So they took some things out?
Right. To make it a gift book. Gift books tend not to be very extensive. If you're giving it as a gift.
Make it more concise, you mean?
Lesser content.
Let me ask you this. Now, you know, we've all heard of Debbie May Comber. She happens over the years to become a personal friend. And she said every book she writes, so she's had 18 number one New York Times bestsellers, but she said every book she writes, she reads no less than 10 times. And then she does something. Now, I'm an artist, so this is something because that's my, when I write a song, that's my baby. And, you know, you're going to do what? You know, I've written children's, I don't think so. But yet they have professionals in every, it's kind of like, people might get this. If you've ever been asked to be a speaker, a lot of people go out and they're lousy speakers. And maybe that's my problem. I'm not a good speaker in public, and I know if I ever became popular enough that I was asked to do a lot of speaking, I would do well to humble myself and hire a professional speechwriter because that's what they do. Now, I know that Debbie, like she works, she's with, not Simon & Schuster, who's she? Random House, I think she's with now. It's one of those. But they supply the editors, so here she takes her baby that she's worked on, and they give it over. And they can do some considerable changing, you know, and adding to it. They know. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I do freelance editing, and
you do?
I'm very involved in the Christian publishing field. So I'm a writer. I'm a teacher. I also do freelance editing, and I'm a writing coach. And one of the rules for good editing is that you don't change the voice of the writer. Now, every writer needs a good editor.
How do you
every
not do that? How do you not? Because I remember I ran into a guy at a think tank up in Tallahassee, and he writes books for big famous people. And I asked him, and I said, how do you do that? Because like a Donald Trump, they think he wrote it, but they'll hand him $100,000 and say, okay, spend a lot of time with him, get the voice, and then they disappear and write the book. So how do you?
Well, okay, but now what you're talking about is a collaborative writer, somebody or what the term years ago used to be ghostwriter, where you know that person will write for a celebrity who is, I mean, as most celebrities aren't writers, so they'll hire somebody to do that. And we used to call that ghostwriting decades ago. Now it's I think the term is collaborative writer. Sometimes that person's name will appear on the cover, sometimes it won't.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison's Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening celebration.
This is Hank Morrison, General Manager at Nana Morrison Soul Food, now open, serving lunch and dinner every day. Come on in.
Children, moms, dads, grandparents, and great-grandparents, come aboard the kids' canoe. Paddle through the waters of the Word of God from your child's perspective, looking into creation that Jesus holds in his hands. Put on your life vest of love. Hold fast to your paddle of faith for a great adventure through God's creation every Saturday, 11 a.m.
Touch from you and I'm whole again. I put my faith. the shadows hide the tree. Your love shines through with a voice that beckons me to follow you. When I sail into the storm, somehow go astray. You're the one who is always there to light the way. I put my faith in you. You are the one who will never leave me. I put my faith in you. No matter where the road may lead me, you are my savior, my closest friend. One touch from you and I'm home, yeah. I put my faith. No song. Even in my weakest hour, you make me strong. Lord, you are my only hope, my guiding star, and I will always find where you are. I put my faith in you. You are the one who will never leave me. I put my faith in you. No matter where the road may lead me, you are my savior, my closest friend. One touch from you and I'm whole again. I put my faith,
I put my faith,
I put my faith in you. I put my faith in you. You are the one who will never leave me. I put my faith. No matter where the road may lead me, you are my savior, my closest friend. One touch from you and I'm whole again. I put my faith,
I put my faith,
I put my faith.
resounding all the day. Hosannas to their King. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry.
Hi, I'm David Hugo. I listen to and support WCNO Radio. And Lord, all my hope is in you.
I've seen my life on earth go passing quickly by. Friends and family, some have died. Into the arms of hope I stand, my Father's glory. It's a promise He has made to care for me. My hope is in the Lord. His love, living in what I call. Lord, I'll be with you. Ten
thousand angels worshiping around his throne. We'll be with him forever when we get home. The Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit one. So together let us lift our hearts and sing. My hope is in the Lord. His love, living in one accord. And when this life is through, I know what I'll be with you. We will praise your name forever.
Forgotten doctrine, forgotten glory, a call to remember the sermons of old, the days when our preachers lived all that they told. Turn around and sing the songs, hear the praises of time. Come join. how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Come to my heart to see your face, smiles of the saints. Remember the words we sung as children, songs of the church we've never forgotten. And now when we hear them, we cry and we laugh. And when we sing them, they take us back to that place of longing we all can recall, when our hearts were burning and we heard His call. Turn around and sing the songs, hear the praises of time. Come join with them in hymns of old, given to you and to I. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Come to my heart to see your face, smiles of the saints. Turn around and sing the songs, hear the praises of time. Come join with them in hymns of old, given to you and to I.
the civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
This day's a desert full of fright. And I must cross it before the night.
Bright and morning star.
The day can be too much for me.
Morning star, oh morning star.
Be thou my vision so I can see.
Bright and morning star.
Bright and morning star. Come rise and shine. Your holiness, O radiant sun of righteousness, and warm your people both near and far, and shine through me, O morning star,
shine through me,
O morning star. Now like a beacon, come and blaze.
Morning star, oh morning star.
Lead on, good shepherd, through the maze.
Bright and morning star, oh bright and morning star.
Come rise and shine in your holiness, oh radiant sun of righteousness. And warm your people both near and far, and shine through me, O morning star,
shine through me,
O morning star. Your compassion's new every morning. It fills us up so we can see. Righteousness, and warm your people
death was not the end. You sent love to win, and hope was never lost. The price was paid at the cross, and darkness stood no chance against your mighty hand. So here I stand, remain, and I will praise your mighty name. I will praise your mighty name. When I'm knocked down, I'll run to the cross, and Father, I know you paid the cost. You said it's done, and love finally won. So here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. Here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. The world cannot compare to the love you share. This heart that's been made new, Father, let it be for you. Oh, the battle's already won. When you send your only son, no, I will not lose faith. No matter what the world may say, no. No matter what the world may say, oh, oh, oh. When I'm not down, I'll run to the cross, and Father, I know you paid the cost. You said it's done, and love finally won. So here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. Here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. I run into your arms, I run into your arms. Oh Lord Jesus, I run into your arms. I lift these hands to you, I lift these hands to you. Oh Lord Jesus, I lift these hands to you. I run into your arms, I run. To the cross, and Father, I know you've paid the cost. You said it's done, and love finally won. Well, here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. When I'm knocked down, I run to the cross, and Father, I know you paid the cost. And you said it's done. I run to the cross. Here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross. Here I am, Jesus, I run to the cross.
Heaven knows I've made mistakes. Heaven knows I've lost my way before. In this broken world, tempted by the ways of darkness, there's no fear in my heart anymore. And this I know for sure. Oh, there's a stirring, never-ending hope within me now. How could I repay the love I found because of it? Of Him, this joy will never end because of Him. Oh, I will never be the same. Heaven knows my name because of Him. Jesus in me. Although they may not understand why I've placed my life within His hands, now that I believe. Oh, there's a stirring, never-ending song within me now. How could I repay this love I found? Of Him, my life is new again because of Him. This joy will never end because of Him. Oh, I will never be the same. Heaven knows my name because of Him.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Just might be mine.
not for Jesus, if not for Jesus, still saving me, yes, from all my selfish ways. If not for Jesus, there's no way I would know love and freedom. Such mercy and hope, I don't wanna imagine this heart inside of me. Breath you.